Red Sox baseball this evening on The Pulse as they wrap up the series with the Oakland A's. To talk more about that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press-Herald. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
So, I don't know, who are these guys in Red Sox uniforms cranking out 13, 14 runs every night?
Well, we're also very appreciative of the Oakland A's pitching staff, which I think has an ERA of close to 10 over their last 15 games. So, I mean, but, you know, congratulations, Red Sox are taking advantage of that. There's nothing like losing to a bad team, so that's very good.
We were talking about it earlier, Kevin. Have you seen a guy transform from a goat to a hero any faster than Hanley Ramirez?
No, you know, everyone likes to look in the attitudes, and it was just a huge mistake putting him in left field. It was his mistake thinking he could do it, the Red Sox mistake for putting him there. It just took him out of everything, and he played timid on defense, which I don't think you can just turn it on when you come to the play. You're either going to all in or all out. You know, and again, Brian Butterfield's magic on the infield. He's better in the infield anyways, and he's no longer trying to be the masher of 50 home runs. You know, he's putting a lot of balls in the play in the right field. You know, he looks like the hitting champ that he was so many years ago with the Marlins.
Jackie Bradley Jr. has been on fire lately, but his offense has definitely ebbed and flowed throughout his time in the big leagues. Do you think he's destined to be a streaky hitter like this, or are we looking at what he actually is?
I think we're looking more and more what he can be. There will still be streaks, but and I wrote about this on Sunday. When he came to Portland, his forte was working the count and being a good two-strike hitter. Well, that doesn't work so well in the major leagues when you're not an advanced hitter, which he has not been. And so we would see him flailing for strike three because, he was letting good pitches go by and then desperately swinging at garbage. So he's getting good pitches to hit. I say keep him down in the order. He'll still get good pitches to hit, especially batting in front of Mookie Betts. And, I think those really bad years he had, I think those are behind him. You know, I don't know if he's going to be a 350 hitter, but he's going to be better than he was.
With all the attention on Hanley and what David Ortiz is doing and Jackie Bradley Jr., not much talk of late about Travis Shaw, who just keeps going out there every night and seemingly getting a couple of big hits.
Yeah, he's my favorite story because he really grinded it out in Portland. And, the player development people always talk about adversity, and it's almost cliche. Travis Shaw didn't just have a bad month in Portland. He had a bad year. And he had to straighten it out, and he had the confidence to do it. I think having a major league dad who is just well-vested with him, the kid was raised right, and he just went back to work. I was listening to a talk radio show this morning saying he was always a pole hitter. He was not. He got in trouble when he stopped being going to all fields. And I get a boot out of people who put a shift on him because he goes to the left field as well as anyone.
As far as the pitching staff, the starting rotation, especially the back end, has been a revelation lately with some of the numbers they're putting up. But none of it seems to be stuff that they can maintain. Who do you think among the three or four surprises in the rotation are most likely to keep up this performance?
I think Porcello is going to be a consistent pitcher. Whether he's your 2-3 guy, however we slot those in. I'm not panicked on David Price yet, but obviously there's concern. We'll see what he does tomorrow. He doesn't have a deer in the headlights look. That Mr. Buchholz will. Speaking of streaky, I think Stephen Wright will be a streaky guy like Wakefield is. I have no reason to say that except that's how knuckleball pitchers seem to be. So write him out and hope Eduardo Rodriguez comes back strong. And, right now they're piecing it together, and I think it has to be better. So I just believe it will be.
We're talking with Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press Herald. Well, the Sox now 20-13, just percentage points behind the Orioles in the American League East. Is the heat off John Farrell till, I don't know, at least the next five-game losing streak?
I would say so. And, I think most of that heat was media-generated. I think if they were in last place and Hanley was terrible again and everything was in disarray, maybe he's in trouble. But I think as long as they play consistently good ball. Right now they're playing very good ball. John Farrell manages the team well, and he's got good coaches, Chili Davis and Brian Butterfield, et cetera. So I don't know how much of a hot seat he was on. It's a fickle management, a fickle ownership. I think Dombrowski likes Farrell, but I think he survived for at least most of the year, unless they really go in the tank.
Kevin, you mentioned Brian Butterfield, and of course we cheer a little extra hard every time he comes on the TV screen. Is he in some ways a victim of his own success, that he's so good at working with the infielders, working defensive shifts, that teams value him in that role more than they do as perhaps a potential future manager?
I think so, and I think it may be fair. He's a very, very good coach. I think of Jimmy Williams. Jimmy Williams was an excellent coach. The managing part, I don't know. But Bryant is a hands-on guy, one-on-one. And a manager isn't like that. A manager's doing all this other stuff. Good God, they meet with so many different elements of the media every day. And personally, yeah, I'd love to see Brian manage, but his value as a coach is I think, supersedes it, even though he probably doesn't get paid as much, obviously.
Hey, one more question about the offense before we let you go here. Now, Blake Swihart down in the minor leagues working out and learning to play left field, but it's been, I think, is it two nights in a row that the Sox have had no hits out of their catching position? Should Swihart be up there right now with this team as the second catcher?
No. Brian, Hannigan's a very good backup. You've got very good stability with the catchers, and their key is catching the staff. Vasquez is just such a good defensive catcher. I think he brings out more from the staff than Swihart does. I think Swihart's future with the Red Sox is that second catcher, but a guy who can play left field, DH, whatever. Instead of just being a dead end backup catcher who only plays two games a week, he could play, six games a week, two as catcher, and four elsewhere. So I think they're developing him into be a very valuable Red Sox member. Or they decide, we need a very good pitcher, and Swihart's our bait. I wouldn't panic yet on the catching. Vasquez is going to hit just fine enough, to justify a spot in the lineup. And Hannigan goes in here a couple times a week.
Kevin, I see Swihart kind of turning into, remember B.J. Surhoff from the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah. It's possible. I like the fact that he's such a good hitter. I don't know if you wanted him being worn down as a catcher anyways. And I like the idea. He's a good athlete. I think he can play left. I think eventually maybe even a little first. He's going to be like a Brock Holt with it, but with the value as a catcher, and he's such a good hitter, and it's a switch hitter at that. Power on the right side, but a better hitter at the left side. So I just really like him in there.
Kevin Thomas, talking Red Sox from the Portland Press Herald. Kevin, always great talking with you. Thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, always a pleasure, Rich. You take care.